Hello, this is Yvonne Cresswell, and it is Wednesday, the 23rd of July 2008 at the Manx Museum. And I am interviewing, and if you could give me your name.
Ingrid Fauna.
Thank you. And if you could tell me about your memories of as being a small child in the internment camp in Port Erin and Port St Mary. I mean, where were you living actually before you came to the Isle of Man?
Well, my parents lived in London, and you know, my father worked there as the secretary of the German YMCA, and he was an engineer, but he worked there in his second job. Well, and when the war broke out, all the Germans who were living in London were interned.
Yeah.
And first of all, my father was fetched from the house. We lived in Southgate, and my mother didn't know where he went to. And some months later, women and children were called and fetched by the police. And they had to pack their belongings in half an hour.
Yes.
And then they had to go up. And then we came to the Port St Mary on the Isle of Man. And we stayed there, well, quite a long time. And after some months, the men were brought to meet their families.
Yes.
I don't know exactly when that happened, but it was quite a few months later, till my mother knew where my father was. Well, and then my father, we stayed there, and I remember that he had a little allotment where he grew vegetables.
Right.
And these vegetables were used for the kitchen where we stayed, Blair Ethel,
yes.
St. Beth's and Port St. Mary. Well, and then after some time, we went to Port Erin. We were brought there. And we were housed in different hotels,
yes.
First in Bellevue, which is now a Royal Hotel,
yes.
And then in Towers, which doesn't exist, yes. Unfortunately. I met the owner yesterday, and he told me instead of renewing everything, they
yes.
demolished it and built up a smaller guest house. And then we went to Baycliffe, which is now a private house, as I thought. And from then, I remember my parents had the choice either to be, must have been in September 1944, they had the choice either to go back to London, where they had still had their house, or to be repatriated.
Right.
And they decided to go back to Germany because of the relatives
yes.
they had. Well, and then, do you want to know about the trip, the voyage?
Yes, yes.
And, well, it was a rather dangerous voyage. We went by ship to, it was a Swedish ship called the Drottningholm,
yes.
And we went along the Shetland Islands and the Faroes, along the Norwegian coast down to Gothenburg.
Yes.
And Skagerrak and Kattegat to Germany.
Yes.
And it really was a dangerous trip. I remember a dangerous voyage that there were in Skagerrak to mine. It was mined.
Yes.
And a ship that came behind us went on such a mine and blew up. It was a week later. And so we had to mine... you see, mine destroyers.
Right, yes.
Yes, and then we went to the east of Germany, where my father came from. Breslau, it's called. Now it's Polish.
Yeah.
Well, it was in September, and in January, February, the Russians moved
yes.
on. And so we had to flee from the Russians to the west of Germany, where my mother had her relatives. And that's where we still, well, I still live.
Right.
My parents died my father died in 1989, and my mother 4.5 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the first time now after this internment, about 60 years ago, that I had the great wish to come back and retrace all
yes.
the places, and that's why I'm here.
Right. So what are your memories of being on the Isle of Man? As a child, I mean, how old were you when you first arrived?
I was about 4.5 years old, and I left at about 9.
Mm-hmm.
I spent my 9th birthday on the Drottningholm on this ship.
Right.
Well, my memories, I remember the places very well, the rocks and the beach on the in the little beaches, and the houses, and the schoolhouse, which doesn't exist anymore. Well, that's...
Where do you actually remember being taught? Where was the school that you went to?
The school was next to this Bay Hotel in Port Erin. We were taught by German teachers,
yeah.
And but the house doesn't exist anymore. I talked to one man who lived there, but it doesn't exist.
Right.
But it wasn't a good education. We had German teachers, and so well, nothing very special.
Yes.
Mm. But at least I learned writing and reading.
Right.
Mm.
I mean, what did, as children, what sorts of things did you sort of do when you weren't at school? I mean, were you sort of helping out in the hotel that you were staying in?
Well,
or were you playing on the beach?
No, there was, we played outside on the beach, the beaches. And I remember a big ballroom in the hotel towers, a very
right.
big ballroom. And there was one piano, and they had my first piano lessons.
Right.
That's what I remember. Well, I had to practice a lot, and that was possible for the
yes.
children. Mm-hmm. Well, I read books and went for walks and played. There was nothing special to do.
Right. I mean, did you do anything like sewing or knitting?
No,
or?
Not at all. But the women did.
Yes,
the adults. The women were they as you said, knitted and embroidered. But I think it was more difficult, and they looked after their children,
yes.
of course, but it was more difficult for the men because they had no occupation. And I remember my father also, he had a piece of allotment near the Baycliff.
Yes.
There was a near Baycliff. And there he grew all vegetables and things like that. And then he was occupied with... digging out, excavating sort of things, you know, metal and old wood. And then out of these old wooden pieces, their prisoners made little buttons.
Right.
And
was this with Professor Bursu?
Pardon?
Was this with Professor Bursu, the archaeologist? Was he involved with the archaeology? Where was he doing the digging? Or was this just
things? It was outside the camp.
Right.
So I don't know exactly where. It was outside the camp. But I remember the digging was, to fetch these old...
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then he had the possibility to learn Greek and Hebrew.
Right.
There was another prisoner who... a German who taught him. So he could pass an examination there.
Right. You said about with the old wood, making little buttons and
mm-hmm.
things. Do you still have any of those?
I've got the buttons,
right.
Yes. I've got the old knitted jacket, and the buttons are still on there.
Right. And these were made with the wood that had been
yes,
dug up.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, do you have any sort of memories about how your parents felt about internment? Sort of did you get any impression from the adults about how they felt about what was happening?
Well, I know that they suffered from not being able to do their job, really. You see, they were condemned to doing nothing
yes.
at all. And this was a bit difficult for them. And I think also they were... the food was not so
right.
good. And so those people who received parcels from their home in England, they were better off.
Yes.
And I know that my parents, they suffered sometimes from having not enough to eat.
Right.
That was the main problem.
How did the internees get on with each other and with the local Manx population that they were living with?
I don't think they had much contact with at least as far as I know,
right.
with the local people. I don't think so. But normally, we played with the other children
yes.
of the camp. We didn't have. I personally didn't have any contact with these people, with the local people.
Right. Yes, because I know that in some of the sort of smaller boarding houses where families were billeted, they had quite close contact with the sort of the local Manx people who owned the houses.
Well, we lived in these big hotels,
right.
You know, these Bellevue and
yes.
towers with hundreds of other people.
Right. So there weren't actually sort of any sort of Manx owners or anybody living in the hotel with you. It was purely internees.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right.
And I remember too that my mother often said that, you know, brome, is this just kind of, you know, is it the right word, brome?
Broom, the flowers, the yellow flowers?
No, it's a kind of herb. Or, no, it's a brome, it's a kind of metal, I think, I don't know. It was put into the bread to keep the prisoners quiet.
Oh, bromide.
Yes,
right.
That's it. That she said that it tasted awful, but it was sometimes it was mixed up with the bread,
right.
So that the people to calm the people.
Right. Did you remember your mother having any other comments like that about sort of what she thought was happening?
I can't remember really. You know, but this is something that I still remember.
Yes.
That well, the food was. Well, see, those who got parcels, as I said, they were better off.
I was going to ask you, you recognised the name of Cuthbert, who was the camp commandant.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember anything about the guards or the camp commandant or any of the sort of British staff
at
the
camp? Not at all. I only remember where the barbed wire started and stopped, and that was behind Baycliff, you know, the top, there was, we couldn't go further up to the west, to the right side, because there was the barbed wire, and, well, we couldn't move behind the hotels, that was also closed.
Right.
But I remember my parents, for when they lived in from Port St. Mary, they could walk to Port Erin.
Right.
That was possible.
Yes.
But we had no contact with the inhabitants.
Yes.
The
I mean, did you ever go to any of the local shops, or were all the sort of provisions and supplies brought to the hotel?
Well, my mother said she got some money. Some money was sent to her, and she had to be very careful to spend the money.
Yes.
And she bought me, she said, some pastries or milk or whatever it was. She could do that with the money in the local shops, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, do you have any sort of other memories? I mean, I was going to ask, do you remember sort of what it was like at Christmas in the camp?
Yes, there was a Christmas party in the towers, but organized by the Germans there. And I remember all the children, they had to perform little parts in a Christmas play.
Yes.
I remember that, yes. Mm-hmm. They organised things like that, parties and
things.
Mm-hmm. Or they had time for that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when people started being released from the camp? Do you remember sort of the numbers sort of dropping as people were being sort of released from the camp as the war went on?
I only know that my parents said it was September 1944. Well, that they had the choice to leave.
Yes.
And they, well, as I said, they decided to go back to Germany because of the relatives.
Yes.
And yes, that's what it was.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think quite a lot of people stayed who wanted to go back to England at that time. Mm-hmm. Well, especially the Jews, I suppose.
Yes.
They didn't want to return to Germany because the war wasn't
that's
over.
That's it, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember there being sort of any distinction amongst the internees or sort of people being identified as being Jewish or not Jewish?
Well,
or was it just that everybody was sort of German and Austrian?
Yes, well, we knew, of course, who was a Jew and who was not, and we knew who was rich and who was poor.
Yes.
But I think all of them had a sort of a close community, a close relationship, because we were all in the same situation as prisoners, so there was no animosity between the different people. Mm-hmm.
I know that a lot of the people who were in the Port Erin and Port St Mary camp used to go to the local churches. Did your family go to any of the local churches?
I can't remember. I went to Sunday school.
Oh.
Yes, I went to Sunday school. And I don't... churches... I can't remember whether my parents went there. I don't know.
When you went to Sunday school, was it purely with other internee children? Or was it a Sunday school with local children as well?
I don't really know. I think it was... it was with English children, I think so, yes.
Yes. Was that in Port St Mary
in Port Erin?
Mm. Do you remember if it was the church nearest the sea or one further away from the promenade?
Oh.
Because there's two churches, that's why I was sort of wondering which one it might be.
I don't really know. I can't remember that. Mm.
I was going to say that when you came over to the island, were you kept anywhere before you came to the island, or were you transferred directly?
We transferred to Liverpool,
right,
by train, and from Liverpool we went directly to Isle of Man.
Right.
And it was a very stormy voyage, I remember. And the ship was meant only for the prisoners.
And do you remember sort of what sort of reception you got when you got to Douglas, or were there nobody about when you arrived?
I can't remember that, but I've still got a photo at home where all the women and the children were when we had to leave our homes.
Right.
Escorted by the police.
Oh, right.
And one after in rows, you know.
Yes.
All the women and children went in rows, escorted by the police, and my mother said it was a very unfriendly
right.
tour.
Yes.
And because nobody told her where the fathers were.
Because you said that your father had been arrested earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So did your mother only find out where your father had been taken after you'd been interned as well?
Yes, only in Port St Mary. We didn't know anything. We didn't get any knowledge whatsoever where the fathers or the men
yes.
were. And we only, on one day when the men arrived, then
right.
my mother knew he was coming. It was, I don't quite know at what time, but it was months later.
Yes. Do you know where your father was actually held?
He was in Douglas.
In Douglas.
In Douglas. But I don't know the name of the camp.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I was going to say thank you ever so much for sharing your memories with
well,
me.
Well, it wasn't very much that I could tell you. If you look at all the publications in your library, that's much more.
Well, every person's story is a sort of another piece
mm-hmm.
in the jigsaw puzzle. But so I was just going to finish with sort of, in retrospect, how would you sum up your memories of the island and of spending those years?
I personally have very good memories, otherwise I wouldn't have
yes.
come back after 60 years. I always had the wish to return to see these places of my childhood, and it belongs to my life, and
yes.
the children didn't suffer at all, I
yes.
would say. And it was an interesting part of my life, and I like to think of places, the beaches, the nice nature, and I can only see it from the child's
yes.
view. For the parents, for the adults, it was different, but I like the time there.
Did your parents give any indication in later life how they'd felt about?
My mother was rather disappointed that her house in London was liquidated.
Yes.
Everything was taken away. They had nothing when they came
yes.
to Germany. And she had hoped, or both my parents hoped, that they would get a sort of recompensation.
Yes.
But everything was taken from
yes.
them. And that's what made her rather sad.
Yes.
And only afterwards, I think they got a kind of, from the German government, I think a kind of financial support.
Right.
But That's what made her rather sad, really.
Yes.
Upset. And, well, and then we said perhaps if we had gone back to London, the whole life would have been more difficult.
Mm.
My father would have, when he went back to Germany, he could continue in his job as engineer.
Yes.
And then he made more money than he would have in London.
Yes.
And so the life developed a bit more, a bit easier for us.
Right. I was going to say, did he go back to working for the YMCA?
No, or? He went to his former job as an engineer, and so this time my parents had to start all over again from nothing, and this was easier for them in Germany than in England.
Yes.
And so my parents often said it was good that they had made the choice to go back.
Yes.
And well. That's it.
Oh, well, thank you ever so much for that. That's wonderful. Thank you.